this machine belongs to.
October 16th, 2008. Today was a weird day. Well, it's been a weird week, if I'm being totally honest. I've barely been able to keep my mind on work. Dennis says that I'm just tired, which is fair. Most of our days this week have been 10 hours or more, and it gets a little bit draining after a while, even if I could use the overtime. But it's not that. It's just, I think I'm bored. All I want to do is keep working on the machine. I even carry one of the smaller wooden pieces in my pocket when I'm at work, touching it when I get restless. Even after all the work I've done on it, the wood is still just soothing to the touch. I don't know. I think it's just what I'm doing for my job. I spent 4 years studying engineering to design or build things, not to kill rats. I think I just find the machine more mentally stimulating than my day-to-day. I'll have to find another project when I finish it. But that's not why today was weird. That comes from this one job that I had at the end. It was a small job, so I went on my own. A couple in their mid-30s had called and said that there was a rat moving around in their basement, and they wanted to see if they had an infestation. When I got there, they were acting all nervous, saying that they wanted whatever it was down there dead and as quick as possible. So I went down there to look, and I found the rat, but it wasn't what they had told me. In fact, it was a pet. I was all ready to get down on my hands and knees and dig around for it, but it came over to me as soon as I came downstairs. He was really friendly. I couldn't bring myself to kill him. Thought that he was probably like a neighboring house pet and obviously wasn't from a nest. So I used one of my humane traps as a cage, and I hid him in my bag, figuring I'd tell the couple that I killed him and cleaned up the body. But when I got upstairs, their daughter had come home, and when she saw me, she started crying. I don't know the whole story, but I think I've got most of it from the three of them yelling at each other. The girl looked about 13. I think an uncle got the rat for her birthday. Her parents hated it, so they waited until she was out of the house, and it seems like their plan was to tell their daughter that they had an actual rat infestation and that I happened to kill their pet while getting rid of it. That's pretty fucked up, right? I get that a lot of people don't like rats, and the uncle probably should have asked before getting their daughter a responsibility like a pet. But killing your own daughter's pet? At least drop it off at a shelter or something and tell her that it ran away. It's real, real shitty what they did. But I guess I'm not one to talk either, because I lied to all three of them. I couldn't bear to tell this little girl that I killed her pet in the state she was in, but I didn't want to leave the rat in the house. If their parents tried once, they'll try again. so I told them it looked like he ran off. And I took him home. That's not okay, right? Like, I don't know what to do here. I feel bad that this girl doesn't have her pet. She clearly loved him and is going to miss him. But is it worse to think that he ran away now? Or to think that her parents killed it? I guess she knows that they tried. I don't know. I feel weird about this whole thing. Like, I kill rats for a living. Why should this one be any different? I know why it's different. I mean, he's just so used to humans. Like, it's a pet. The rats and infestations clearly don't like humans, and they run away when we go to see them in person. But this one, I don't know. It trusted me. It trusted me. That's what it was. As soon as I saw him, I just couldn't bring myself to kill something that trusts me. So fucked. Anyways, he seems happy here, at least. I mean, I don't have a cage for him, but I turned the machine's wooden box on its side and I put an old pillow in it, and he seems to have made himself pretty comfy in there. The girl kept calling him Nigel, and, you know, that seems like a good name for him. I think I'll hold on to him for a little while, at least, just to keep him safe. I don't know. I don't know what I'll do with him later, but what am I saying? I mean, I have a pet rat now. The rat catcher has a pet rat.
This Machine Belongs To is a production of Halfwit Podcasts. This episode was written by Matt Spaziani. Vernon Wright is voiced by Jonathan Swenson, based on the journaling game The Machine by Adira and Fenn Slattery. If you'd like to support our endless toil with The Machine or listen to our other podcasts, visit halfwitpodcast.com or find specific links in the show notes of each episode. Lastly, the most efficient way to build The Machine is by telling friends of its importance in our once meaningless lives. Someday, this machine could belong to you.